Hello, everybody. We're back with another version of Flock and Gather. This is Alan Scher. I run the Spa Industry Association. We've got a marvelous list of about 80,000 friends who are members across the globe. But I'm going all the way from Phoenix to San Diego today to be with a good friend of ours, Jessica Wadley. I know a lot of you know her already. She is the Vice President of Business Development at Oakworks. Jessica, good morning. Let's just say you run Oakworks. Is that okay that I do that?
Good morning. on the exterior, yes. However, filled with talented men and women behind me who are more talented than I am.
So. There is no doubt that Oakworks is an amazing company. It's a very much a made in the USA company. We're going to talk about that in a minute as well. Oh, and then I'm going to talk to you about why I don't have my head cushion yet at my house either, right? I know, yes. I'm way down in the queue for getting an Oakworks head cushion, but what are you going to do?
Never, but yes, in the queue, yes.
I talked to someone in San Diego the other day who was telling me what a glorious day it is. While it's so weird how the weather's so different. It was freezing cold and the wind was blowing here. And I go, what? Oh, I was talking to Brian Paris. He's in LA, not in.
Of course.
But he was telling me what a great LA day they were having. I'm going, okay, that doesn't make any sense. It should be beautiful here. But March has not been a normal kind of balmy, warm month. The locals here, I haven't been here long enough to say so, but the locals said it's been kind of chilly. But you guys have had a nice San Diego winter too, have you not?
It's been on and off this month. I you know, everybody's going to kill me for saying this back east, but you know, it's been in the 50s frequently and I'm ready for summer.
Agreed. Well, look, we know the heat is coming, especially here, yes, up in Cave Creek, Arizona. So if it's cool for a few days and I actually have to put on long pants rather than shorts, and then I'm not going to complain about it in the least, you know.
No.
On another note, I heard this morning while I was working out how one of the doctors, okay, you and I talked about this before we went online, how I'm not sure even the experts are actually the experts on the whole virus thing, because it's so new. How can anyone know everything, right?
Yes.
But they were talking about how even though the numbers are coming down, but not at a level where people go, woohoo, let's go celebrate with 2,000 of our nearest and dearest friends. But it's a psychological change that people have gone through in the last few weeks. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. I was speaking with some of our good spa friends this past week. I'm in California, and you could feel overnight things opening up and people being outside, and you know, the spas are absolutely turning away appointments at this point because there's that pent up demand, but you can feel it opening up.
Well, people who listen to our Flock and Gather podcast regularly have had me say this. I go to the local massage place up near me, one of the franchise group. You can't just call and say, I'm going to go get a massage this afternoon. You've got to book 3, 4, 5 days out, or you're just not. And sometimes longer, if you have a particular therapist that you like, you got to pay to play. I mean, you
absolutely.
So I'm so thankful that they have been so busy. And of course, where you're living and where I'm living, they're kind of two of the many homes of Spa Channel. And all my spa friends around here that in fact, we went to dinner with Adar Vinegay from Dazzle, yes, Dry the other
miss
night.
Him.
And Brian McGee's doing great. He said they have been so busy. The days are getting longer. And this is the nature of our businesses on the pickup again. And that's just a great thing. And I'm really excited about it as well. We have a bunch of things to talk about. We're never going to get this done today. But you've noticed with your company, with Oakworks, that people are the trend up the road, the go forward. You have a lot of people planning stuff up the road, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have a team of 6 on our innovation team.
Yeah.
And the planning that takes place is months worth, so much work. You know, we came to a point where we said, let's not hold as many internal corporate meetings, and let's just focus on product improvement, and let's focus on innovation, because it's really about those two things. So both on the medical side and then both on the spa and wellness side, you know, it's really split 50-50 right now in terms of what we're focusing on in innovation, although medical certainly drives everything. And, you know, all the innovations that happen on the medical side flow over to the spa side. But we have at least a year's queue right now full of new innovations that we're focusing on.
So we, you and I have talked a little about this too. I'm not a massage therapist. I always laugh and say played one on TV, right? Because I'm the house massage therapist anyways.
Yes. But,
my understanding of everything as it relates to therapists has to do with the ergonomics, the mm-hmm. anatomical correctness. My good friend, Stefano Bartoli, he and I up in Vegas, we've talked about this for years, how just a lot of tables, a lot of chairs, they're just not built right to support the way a therapist works. Why is that so complicated? It shouldn't seem to me it should be so complicated. What am I missing here?
You know, this is a real conversation we're about to have. So typically, you know, from a marketing perspective, when you're looking at print advertisements, when you're looking at even trade advertisements, it's focused on aesthetics. But ergonomics really should come first and foremost. And, you know, it's all about the therapist experience. But, you know, just like you are with an automobile ad or something of that nature, a lot of times manufacturers lead with what looks sexy, or this table on the beach, or this table on the jet. But it's really about, you know, thinking about the therapist ergonomics first and foremost. We actually have a team of consultants that we use from Sound Ergonomics, whereby every single piece of medical equipment we make is researched, studied, and proven to be the best ergonomics, and then that flows over to our spa line.
Okay, so let me catch our listeners up for a quick sec. So for you guys, product improvement, innovation, those things kind of lead the charge, correct? And you're telling
Absolutely.
Me you do a lot of grassroots, go out to therapists, ask them to use the products, get the feedback. Because it's the old story about if you ask your clients, they actually tell you what they want, correct?
And we have for years, we have a 40-year history, and we go to the world's leading top experts, you know, Bob Duval, I can go on and on and on. And they have really been the foundation of our backed research for ergonomics.
Okay, so explain to our listeners again. So I know you're half in medical and half in massage slash aesthetics. Yes. How does the medical product, how does that lead into massage and aesthetics?
Well, you know, flip that, because just let me take one step back. We were founded in 1978 and we built the first massage tables. Then in 2008, we entered the medical market. And we're talking about true healthcare here with FDA class 1 and class 2 listed devices. And so there was a lot that from a quality perspective, and I'm trying not to be too boring here or too technical.
Jessica, but you could never be boring. But
okay. But there is a lot from now from a quality manufacturing standpoint, and when we're working with healthcare, you know, physicians and things of that nature, and feedback we're getting from ergonomics, that's just enhancing when you marry the two. When you look at, you know, the footprint of a base, for example, on the table, you know, being able to get your knees underneath the table in a sitting position, having the appropriate positioning for hands and aesthetics. You know, that's been a huge hot topic, because everybody wants to purchase a table now, and you should, that is proper for ergonomics for both aesthetics, facials, and massage. You know, I was just at the Hotel Beverly Hills. They have 5 treatment rooms. They need to have their tables be multi-treatment. There's a lot of individual estheticians or massage therapists are dual licensed, and having the ergonomics appropriate for being able to do massage and facials and laser treatments and microneedling and lashes takes a lot of research and different things that we can do to make sure those ergonomics are preserved.
Okay, so I said it incorrectly then, because they kind of blend together, right?
They really do.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Well, and we know medical, in fact, I was just at I went to the dermatologist for an annual skin check. And they have their dermatology side, and then they don't call it a medical spa, but they have a full aesthetic side as well. So they're not doing massage, but mm-hmm. she told me that they have a lot of their clients who say, can you just do the treatment on me over on they call it the massage side, because sure. they think about it as, because the tables are better.
Yes.
Yes. They would rather not be on a true medical table. They want to be on a spa table while they have their treatments done.
It's true. You know, most medical tables are not that good looking and they're not that comfortable.
No, we know. Okay. Let me go back just for a quick sec. When you talk about FDA class 1 and 2, can you describe mm-hmm. to our listeners what does that tell people when you talk about that?
So in a healthcare space, you have your class 1 and class 2 tables. That can range anything from ultrasound tables to pain management tables, exam tables, so on and so forth. Your procedure chairs, those are, and that's so important because I'm going to go there for a moment for the business owners who are listening. When you have an actual FDA listed piece of equipment, things happen. Patients can fall off tables that have no fault of your own. And so there's a risk management element to that. And because we are FDA listed, we have a responsibility. Of course, there's various quality management systems, but we have a responsibility to track every single occurrence that could happen on a table. And we spend a lot of time on this as a company, and it's just amazing. I'll meet with our regulatory committee, you know, on a regular basis. And it's like, okay, we've had a 0.000001 rate on, you know, a wheel that popped off a stool.
Yeah.
So we're really looking at those things, and that can help the business owner cover some of their risk.
I was just going to say, so that risk management tolerance follows through to the business owners, because they have to buy, I mean, I don't know, are business owners listed as additional insureds on yours, or is it just that you support your tables and that's what it is?
We
still have to
them.
Have their own insurance, yes, that covers their own people on their own equipment, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And to be clear, that's under the FDA listed class 1 and class 2 devices. Spa equipment has a different set of safety certifications and things that we do, and we can talk about that. And then what's beautiful about that, though, however, is it's all under one manufacturing umbrella. And so the level of confidence also increases, both on spa and medical.
Okay. I wanted to talk about this real, thanks for clarifying that. But, Oak Works is in New Freedom in Pennsylvania, correct? Is that
yes.
the middle of nowhere, or where is that? I need to
look. It's not too bad. You fly into BWI and it's about 45 minutes from the Maryland line.
Well, look, for a guy who's lived an hour outside the city, driving 45 minutes doesn't mean anything to me. So, but it's in God's country. I know that part of.
It really is. And, you know, we own a beautiful piece of land. I shouldn't say we. I always talk about we like it's Oak Works, but our owners, which we're still privately owned today by Jeff and Linda Riak, they own a beautiful piece of land outright. We have acres and acres and acres, full sustainable manufacturing facility. And when you go there, you just see all the men and women and the amazing American craftsmanship. It's really inspiring because that's a lost art.
Which leads into my next question, which is, because you guys are, I mean, I know you have to buy motors and things overseas or in Mexico, yeah, or whatever, but the rest of you is made in America. So, and that's important to a lot of people. They like things that are made here that they feel comfortable with, that they can easily get service. But is it true or not true? Is it more expensive to make in the US, or what are the benefits of having things made here?
Oh my goodness, it's such a wonderful conversation to have, because, you know, we've seen over the last year things really change with tariffs, right? And we won't go into politics, but we know that things have changed with tariffs. And so, you know, there's advantages and there's disadvantages from a cost perspective, obviously. I would say that things really shifted in our favor from a cost of goods standpoint, which then translates over to, of course, the consumer, because the tariffs were so heavy that what happens is you're not paying for transit from overseas, right? So, and you're not having the tariffs that you have to absorb. And all of those dollars that you're spending then flows directly to the quality of a product that's made in the USA, when you think about it.
So there's been a balance in the last few years then, right? That has made it more cost effective or as cost effective to make things here as to make things overseas, correct?
And you know, it's really depending on what you're talking about when you're talking about, you know, because there's apples and oranges. I would say that from a portable table standpoint, which we all sell hundreds of portable tables, thousands of portable tables, the various manufacturers, it's still tough in that market. Because we're definitely more expensive to manufacture a portable table in the United States. However, anyone can tell you, you know, the portables that are made in the United States last years versus the other things that are coming overseas. And there's a huge liability. Portable tables have the biggest liability actually out of them all.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, what's the caveat emptor, right? It's buyer beware.
Yes.
There's a difference between buying a $99 table and a $399 table. And common sense has to dictate, you got to take a hard look at why is that the case? And am I buying a table that's good for a year or two, or one I'm going to have for 5 or 8 or 10 or whatever the lifetime value of those are?
And we understand that sometimes you're a recent graduate and you got to do the $99 table, or, you know, you're only performing massage, you know, very little. But, you know, it is from a commercial business aspect, it's a no-brainer, you know, both from a longevity of the fabric to being able to withstand outdoor environments to, again, the liability piece. Because, you know, if you put a pro athlete on top of a $99 table, you know, what's that worth?
And what's it going to cost you?
Yeah, that's right. What's that going to cost you? Thank you. So it's all important topics all the way around.
We've been speaking today with Jessica Wadley, a good friend of thousands and thousands of people in the industry. She's the Vice President of Business Development at Oakworks. Is it oakworks.com? It's just oakworks.com,
yes.
Right?
Yep. Easy.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. And they can find you through the website that way as well.
Absolutely.
Okay. I've in the last minute we have left, I want to ask you, you guys are in a lot of different areas, right? So you're going to sell massage, you're going to sell medical. I know you're in the cruise ship business. You mm-hmm. ship tables overseas, right? Am I missing yep. anything? Because you're in so many different areas aside from our core massage business.
I would say some things that people do not know about us, and this is the fun side, of course, is, you know, of course, luxury hospitality and beautiful resorts all over the world, remote everywhere. We're also in, you know, chances are if you turn on a football game, an NFL game, an MLB game, you'll see all of the Oakworks tables on the sidelines. Fitness, some of the really cool things, collegiate, you know, we're the brand standard for the USC division, for example. So there's a lot of things that we're involved in. I always say, if you go to the doctor, chances are you're sitting on an Oakworks table. If you go to a spa, chances are you're sitting on an Oakworks table. And if you turn on the TV and see any of the sports game, chances are you're looking at an Oakworks table.
I love it. I love it. Jessica, you know, I always love speaking with you, and I know that we will be together again soon at shows as you and I started talking about how all the trade shows are opening up. So thank you for sharing. There was a lot of things I didn't know about Oakworks, and I've known Jeff for 25 years also.
Yes.
So I'm glad that we could cover that. Thank you for being with us and sharing with our listeners today.
Thank you so much for having me, Alan. Can't wait to see you.
You as well. And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.